the Subcommittee on General Government, and we are opening a work session on Senate Bill 5593, the Construction Contractors Board. And I would ask Ms. Sefton to give us advice and wisdom before we begin.
All right. Thank you, Madam Chair and Senator Morse. What you have in front of you, or what I had distributed to you last week for purposes of this work session, are memorandum describing the agency's budget and the LFO recommendations. In brief, the legislatively approved budget for the current biennium for this agency is $11.4 million. The governor's recommended budget for 2005-07 was approximately $12 million with 62 positions and 61.38 FTE. The legislative fiscal office made some adjustments to the governor's recommended budget, and I will go through those briefly. There were the technical adjustments also made to package 801. The technical adjustments are package 801 because that's the LFO piece. It decreases governor's recommended budget by a total of $37,112 for a reduction in the Department of Justice rates and $37,770 for PERS rate reduction for a total of $74,882. LFO then makes recommendations on the governor's recommended budget policy packages. Those are described as 090, which are governor's reduction of services and supplies that were made based on the actual expenditures and projected need in the 0507 biennium. That's a total of $297,381. LFO approves recommendation of the policy package 090. In 101, dispute resolution program has $24,830 in order to reclassify five claims examiner positions. These reclassifications are based on Department of Administrative Services Human Resource Services Division periodic updates. LFO recommends approval of that package. In package 102 for information technology, governor's recommended budget had $135,457, principally in reclassifying two positions based, again, on Human Resource Services Division review of classifications in relation to the work expected of the individuals. The agency also sought to increase training for IT staff and funding for replacement of servers and other equipment that are aging. LFO recommends approval of the governor's recommended budget package with some modification, and that's a total reduction of $19,725 because of some revised cost estimates for IT training proposal and for capital outlay on a purchase of a jukebox. The agency also indicated this morning that they have had to do another emergency purchase last week and $10,800. Department of Administrative Services will be unscheduling that portion, that amount, from the 2005-07 budget since it's now already been expended.
Sexton, I'm about to reveal my astonishing lack of familiarity with things technical.
Sure.
A what box?
Jukebox.
Thank you, Madam Chair, because I was.
Yes, this perhaps has different connotations for different people, and a jukebox is a device that allows multiple discs that have data to be retrieved and stored. So physical storage. Much like a jukebox that we all might remember of those who are of a certain age.
My poodle skirt's out.
And so it allows the data retrieval for the agency. They have scanned images that contain the files and so forth.
Thank you.
LFO recommends the approval of the governor's package with that modification of the $19,725 reduction.
And you're going to have an
Package 103 was the agency's proposal for consumer education in reclassifying one public information assistant position to provide that person with additional resources and, or excuse me, additional responsibilities. The agency also requested additional resources for increasing their advertising for the consumer education. The total package, the agency and the governor's requested budget, includes $103,950. LFO recommends that you approve the package, but with the request that the Department of Administrative Services unschedule $50,000 of the services and supplies until the consumer education package and plan gets underway, and that that package then requires the additional limitation for the advertising piece of their proposal. Package 104, as you recall, and you received an outline from the agency on their expectation of contractor education and enhancing that area of their responsibilities. And I do need to note, because it did in part lead to this recommendation, is that since the work, the public hearing for the Construction Contractors Board, the education section manager has left the agency. And LFO is suggesting that you do not approve the additional position at this time, but ask the agency to take a look at those two existing positions that they currently have and look at it in the context of that implementation plan that they had presented to you, and report back to the emergency board at such time as they are ready to bring forward how that plan would be executed, and if necessary at that point to request the additional position and expenditure authority. Package 105.
Let me just get one thing clarified, Adrian. On how the plan will be executed, I presume that this would include the plan itself. This is an issue that the committee spent a lot of time talking about, both when we were still the Joint Ways and Means, and I think we've had a discussion of it on just the Senate side. And that's the whole question of contractor education. I've looked at it along the lines of, if you put more water in the harbor, all the boats float, and we're all better served by the education function. So before we act on this budget, I may call the director up and just have you comment briefly on how inclusive you think your report on the plan will be to the e-board.
Okay. On package 105, in the area of administration, this would provide additional limitation for the anticipated fees payable to private collection agencies. That's for $10,000, and LFO recommends approval of that package. And package 106 in the enforcement area, it's simply a category shift of limitation of $10,000 from special payments for district attorneys to services and supplies related to expenditures that they incur for case investigative materials. And LFO recommends that you approve that package. In sum, the Legislative Fiscal Office does recommend an other funds budget of $11,881,770 and 61 positions for a total of 60.38 FTE, and that Senate Bill 5593 be amended accordingly.
Great. Well, at this point, I'm going to stop. Thank LFO for walking through this. Before we act on the LFO recommendations, to ask the director to come up. And have you gone over this LFO recommendation with the analyst and the professional staff?
Madam Chair and members of the committee, Craig Smith for the record. We've talked with LFO about the recommendations briefly, and we're satisfied with the recommendations and fully support it.
Great. Then the two things I'd like you to comment on are a little bit more detail on the contractor education piece. And when you're talking about the proposed implementation plan, if you could just, I know that this is quite premature, but what I'm getting around to, and I'd like to get you on the record, is to urge a greater amount of detail in reporting back than a lesser amount. I think that the consensus of the committee was, when we were all still together, that this is an important function of your agency reaching out to the contracting community. And I just would like to hear your response to the recommendation to come to eBoard, and how it is that what level of proposal you'll bring to eBoard with respect to contractor education.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, we do have a draft plan that we shared with the Joint Ways and Means Committee earlier, and as Ms. Sexton has indicated, our manager has since left. We are in the process of course, hiring that new position, and my plan would be to go over that draft with the new person, come back with detailed both a policy statement as well as outcomes, and share it with the committee.
Any questions of Mr. Smith?
Madam Chair, I'd just like to point out, too, that I have every confidence that Mr. Smith will be including me in that discussion, as he has been inclusive in the past.
Good. I didn't even ask that because I anticipated that would absolutely occur. The one other thing, Mr. Smith, before we act on the LFO recommendations and act on the performance measures, there has been discussion leading up to today about the possibility of including a budget note with respect to the availability of insurance in the marketplace for your licensees, and that if I can judge by the number of contacts that I've had about it, it's a problem approaching an emergency. And I would very much like to hear your comments on the record with respect to this budget, this amount of FTE and amount of money, and your agency's ability to begin thinking about responding to what seems to be, as I said, approaching an emergency.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, indeed, the board has found that this is an emergency as of a year ago. As you know, most of what we've done is to survey our personnel and try to determine the scope and size of the problem, keeping the stakeholders apprised of what tools we have at the agency. We don't have a lot of resources from a policy analyst standpoint. We don't have a lot of that. We're fairly thin at the Construction Contractors Board, but we have a great partnership with DCBS, Department of Consumer Business Services. I've been on the phone as late as this noon with the director, and we are working that problem and plan on working it together.
Any questions? Okay. I'm going to leave you at the table and ask LFO to walk us through the performance measures. Senator Morissette.
Thank you, Madam Chair. If, as a fee-based organization, and if you have a situation that needs attention, do you survey your members about their willingness there to petition for an increase in fees to do what needs to be done?
Madam Chair and Senator Morissette, we do hold discussions with our licensees through a variety of means, including stakeholder meetings, through our monthly board meetings, and with the represented groups such as home builders and associated general contractors. Last biennium, we did need to raise fees in order to keep the ship afloat. They were very supportive of that. At this point, it looks like we will likely be able to lower fees, even for the governor's recommended budget, if you choose to approve it, or what the legislative fiscal office has suggested and recommended. We'll still be able to lower fees. We're going to be looking at some other policy bills later on that may address this problem without using additional FTEs, perhaps contracting out for some studies and some analyst work. And we think that those will yield some fruit.
My only comment is it kind of boggles my mind that there are problems, and there are problems that need to be addressed, and you need additional staff to do it, and yet they say they're okay with raising fees, and yet we're lowering fees, and you're still going to take care of the problem. And you're going to come back in 2 years and say, well, we've had this problem now for the last 4 years, and we still haven't addressed it. So I don't have any sympathy for you, I guess.
All right. On that note, Adrian, if you'd walk us through the performance measures.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Performance measures, table is attached, and it does reflect the ones that the agency already had in place, as well as the two additional items that were added globally to agencies on customer satisfaction. This subcommittee, or the Ways and Means subcommittee, had chosen to leave in place the other measures that the agency already had in surveying and describing the folks who are parties to claims, who perceive claims process to be fair and impartial, as well as a measure for the percent of contractors satisfied with the agency's processing of license and renewal information. Those are two distinctly different items from the overall satisfaction ratings, and you left those in place. There were other recommendations, however, on specific measures. Measure one on the customer contact index. That one is the total number of customer contacts from all of the available forum and media and venues that the agency has. It was recommended that the agency develop an implementation plan to link the number of customer contacts, outreach, and the consumer and contractor education to the goal of the measure number one. That is, the goal is to protect Oregon consumers. The agency will also develop targeted output measures for the consumer education program. And again, Madam Chair and subcommittee, that is where LFO will be included in that discussion. Measure two, having to do with the percent of CCB-tested contractors that file bankruptcy, because the tested contractors are a subset of all licensed contractors, this is one that the agency believes it has a greater degree of influence on. This is the one that had been somewhat problematic for the Ways and Means subcommittee on which you serve. The agency then was asked to reevaluate what kind of measure would be appropriate to address the objective that they have of making sure that all licensed contractors have an adequate level of business competency. Again, the goal was to reduce the bankruptcy rate, or to replace the bankruptcy rate measure. On that one, they would be bringing that recommendation forward to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee in the fall of 06. And measure four, the agency had already intended to review the methodology of this measure, which has to do with the percent of offenders who recidivate by performing work without a license within 3 years of the first offense. Again, they will bring its recommendation on adjustment of this measure to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee. So LFO's recommendation is that the subcommittee adopt the performance measures and recommendations for agency action.
Any questions either of Mr. Smith or of our professional staff?
I'm sure it means that measure 002 is a good approach. And I'm pleased that this is what's come back to us subsequent to our discussion.
I think a number of us had a hard time. I remember as a full Joint Ways and Means, we struggled with that measure, and I think we'll look forward to seeing some recommendations from you all. Okay. In that case, then, we have a couple of motions before us. I would entertain a motion to accept the LFO recommendations with respect to SB 5593, and the second motion I'd be looking for is a motion on the performance measures, and then we need to move the bill as amended to the full. So we're looking for three, and I think I hear all three of them, perhaps. Senator Morris moves the LFO recommendations with respect to the Construction Contractors Board. Senator Morris moves, well, we do this one at a time. Objection? So ordered. Senator Morris moves the performance measures as presented by LFO. Any objection? So ordered. And Senator Morris now moves Senate Bill 5593 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Any objections? So ordered. Thank you very much, and we will now close the work session on Senate Bill 5593 and open a work session on Senate Bill 5594. This would be the fee bill for the Construction Contractors Board, and would turn to Ms. Sexton.
Thank you, Madam Chair and Subcommittee. House Bill, Senate Bill 5594 is the fee bill. This is the bill that ratifies the flat level, flat fee, $295 for a two-year license with the Construction Contractors Board. That was the level assumed in its 03-05 biennial budget, and the level was reached after consideration by the agency of the rates of new licenses and renewals that they were experiencing, and while they felt that the $295 level when the original budget was adopted would be satisfactory for the biennium, they actually were able to push the implementation date out farther as they further evaluated the revenue stream. They're continuing to experience higher than projected rates of new licenses and renewals, and they anticipate that that may still continue for the duration of the biennium. The housing market and others are continuing at a good level. However, at the $295 level, if they were to retain those through the biennium, they would exceed the six-month level of reserves. And because they do have a monthly renewal cycle, their cash flow situation is such that they're not in jeopardy on a month-to-month basis, but as most agencies need, again, to address uncertain expenditures that may come up from time to time, the six-month fee level, six-month ending balance is appropriate for the agency. So the agency at this time is looking at the probability of reducing the fee level that they would be collecting during the 05-07 biennium. Action to ratify the current level is necessary in order to maintain that level until they reach the decision point to implement a lower two-year fee.
And that is what has us acting on SB 5594 today.
Correct. It is to ratify what they had, the action they had taken during the current biennium to implement a $295 fee. And then Legislative Fiscal Office is recommending that the subcommittee recommend Senate Bill 5594 with the -1 amendment to the full Senate Special Committee on Budget with a due pass as amended recommendation, which would be with the understanding that the agency can set the fee administratively on its determination of the appropriate amount and timing, and that's because of the administrative issues around that activity. And then the instruction is to establish an amount sufficient to fund the legislative established program level, maintain a projected ending balance not to exceed approximately 6 months of operations, and then ask them to report to the emergency board on implementation within 3 months after their final action on adoption of the new fee.
I think the thing that maybe the committee would profit from a little additional discussion about is to allow a fee to be set administratively on the agency's determination of the appropriate amount. I know that I would like some reassurance about some of the process that you would undertake, because this is ostensibly open-ended. And while this is now a flat fee situation on the criteria reviewed by LFO, we have even today talked to you about expectations with respect to dealing with the contractor insurance crisis and contractor education. And I would just like to establish on the record what, as the agency director, some of your thinking is about what elements might feed into a determination, and put some sideboards on appropriate amounts, so I think we can feel confident that we have some idea of where the agency would be heading with respect to a recommendation that's relatively open-ended.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Craig Smith for the record. As I understand this bill, it would put a cap on the agency's ability to set a fee at $295. Currently, the way income is coming in based upon new contractors and rates of renewal, if we kept that fee level, we would greatly exceed the six-month resources at the end of the next biennium by the tune of maybe perhaps $1 or $2 million. So we have the luxury, if we're able to maintain this level of renewal rate and new contractor activity, to substantially reduce the fee, perhaps as low as $250 to $260 for a two-year period, and still fund the program and end up at the end of the biennium with a six-month reserve.
Taking into account that we're still continuing to ask you to do a number of other things.
Madam Chair, of course, it's contingent upon what the Assembly asks us to do.
Well, and I misspoke myself. I shouldn't have been so expansive. I think you have heard from this panel, both with just the Senate side as well as joint. Again, I'm coming back to the one that I've heard the most about from my constituents, and that is the insurance issue. And you've indicated your willingness to get together with DCBS and I presume the industry to try to work on that issue. I simply don't know how time-consuming that's going to be.
Madam Chair, the discussion that we've had is the possibility of contracting this out to others to study, to see if there isn't some possible relief that would improve consumer protection as well as perhaps reduce insurance rates in Oregon. If that occurs, particularly with the partnership with the insurance division, I don't think it's going to take any additional staff to do that. And it's hopeful, again, that there would be some fruit from that.
Senator Morris?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just so I understand what you said, Craig, that this would not be open-ended to increase the fee. It would be open-ended to decrease the fee. And then presumably if we had a major crash and you had to adjust it back up to the 295, presumably you'd have that authority, but it would not exceed the 295.
Madam Chair, Senator Morris, that's my understanding.
As well.
Okay.
Okay.
I can't help but let, I mean, I can't let this comment pass. It's the irony of these budget discussions. It just never escapes me. With agencies that we want 6 months reserve, which is a 25% ending fund balance reserve, but yet we're willing to go down a road of general fund reserves of less than 1%. The consistency of that is, you would find a great adjective, I'm sure, Madam Chair. It's stunning, or it's jaw-dropping, or it's whatever it may be.
I appreciate you reminding not only this committee, but anyone listening to the hearing, and I'm sure that we will all be reminded to share that with our colleagues. It is ironic that we should be so insistent about high levels of reserves for prudent and responsible agency operation, and yet, as you point out, so cavalier with our own ending balance and reserves. Any other comments? In that case, then I would entertain a motion on Senate Bill 5594 to accept the LFO recommendations, and we'll do it one at a time, to accept the LFO recommendations. Senator Morris moves the LFO recommendations with respect to Senate Bill 5594, the Construction Contractors Board Fee Bill. Any objection? So ordered, and then we need a motion to move it to the full.
So moved.
Senator Morris moves Senate Bill 5594 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Objection? So ordered. And we'll need carriers. Any volunteers? Senator Morris volunteers. Okay. Any last comments from the committee? There being none, then we are, before everybody leaves, before I drop the gavel, would you share with us, Adrian, tomorrow? Except you're not with us tomorrow, are you?
I'm not. What would you like me to be?
No. I'm sorry. I just...
Tomorrow's schedule?
Yeah.
If you have one?
Yeah, but you're not...
I'm not it.
You're not it. So in that case, we'll see you all at 1 o'clock tomorrow without Adrian, and we stand adjourned.